All right. I do not think this is going to go over well. She's on the couch right now reading her New Yorker. Yes, New Yorker.
Cher?
Yeah?
Can you come in and do a little podcart action?
Is that now?
It's now. Yes, now. We're getting an earlier start today than we normally do. Just wheel that chair in here, baby. Sorry to disrupt you from your magazine. So nice. Nice burp.
Did you get that?
We got that, unfortunately. We got that.
You enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. All right. Here we go. Let's start the song, shall we? Here we go. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. Show 66.
Is it?
66, yes.
Sign of the half-devil.
Two-thirds devil. Still a young podcast, by all means.
Yeah.
66 shows.
All right. I'm excited to think something about me as young.
On today's show, we have our mask giveaway, our Gang of Two mask giveaway that we're starting right now. It's going to go on for a little while. It's not just today.
No.
But we got a couple of entrants.
Is it going to overlap to 67, maybe 68?
And who knows? I have no idea how long it's going to go. Plus, on today's show, I had a dream. And it's not like what's going on right now, the important stuff that's going on right now. It is a dream that I had this morning.
Really? You didn't tell me about it?
I'm about to tell you about it.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's a doozy. Plus, some people left us some really good questions again that we promised we'll get to you people. If you want to ever email us, go to terryjames.com. It's TerryJames.com. And leave your message there. Just hit contact. It'll give you a form you fill out. You just send it. Comes right to us. It's very simple.
That sounds very simple.
We got some new Patreon people. We need to, we need our catching up music.
That's right. Get it together.
Do we really need catching up music? I don't know if we really do.
Probably not.
Well, since I got it out, I'm going to go ahead and play it, if you don't mind. There we go. It makes it official. We have got three new Patreon members.
Three?
Mm-hmm. One of them, Cassie Wicca.
Cassie.
Mama Cass. Also the host of the It Got Weird podcast.
That's right.
So thank you, Cassie.
Thank you.
We appreciate your support, as well as Travis Brown. Way to go, Travis.
Travis.
And Jeff Carlin. Thank you, Jeff. We really appreciate you guys.
Any association with George?
I don't know. I have no idea. We should ask him.
I just did.
Okay. So we want to thank you guys. Patreon has been very good. It's really helping us pay for all the stuff that's going on, plus what's about to happen with the streaming that we are going to try to get going here. I keep saying it's going to happen this month, but I look at the date. I hope it does. I hope it happens this month. Need a piece of equipment to come in.
Maybe we should target it for after our vacation.
That's way too long from now. That's the end of August? Middle of August? What is it now? June?
We're almost the middle of June.
No, it's got to get going. We got to get it going. So there.
All right.
We have birds.
Birds.
Not only do we have hummingbirds now.
Right.
We have got these two birds. They are black-eyed...
Juncos. Which is a type of sparrow.
It's just like a regular bird.
He's cute. The boy especially is... The girl's not very distinctive, but he's got a nice little black like hood.
He's got a black little head.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's very nice. They've been bipping around and hopping around, and Sherry saw them hopping into one of her potted plants.
Right.
And then we noticed she had like feathers in her mouth and twigs in her mouth.
Yeah.
And so we went, oh crap, she's building a nest. So what do? Do you kick them out? Because I know you, you're not going to want to share your patio in the summer with a bunch of baby birds.
Well,
who maybe these birds are going to get overprotective and start dive bombing you and all that stuff.
Yes, that's what I was worried about. I'm like, they can have that. They're going to have to share the patio with us.
So we looked in and we saw a nest. There's nothing in it.
Right.
I posted it on my Instagram.
That's right,
page.
Yeah.
Now, a couple days ago, there was a...
Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday, I think. Man, there was an egg in there. A little egg. No bird, but an egg.
Yeah.
I'm going, don't you just sit on these things?
I thought you had to incubate them, right? I don't... What do I know?
We learned they lay up to anywhere from 2 to 3 to 5 eggs, right, or something like that. Yeah. Sometimes 6.
There's at least one more. Well, sorry, just blew it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, 3 to 5, and there's one. There was one in there 2 days ago, and then today you looked in.
There's another one,
and there's two.
So she's been back. She's plopping her eggs in.
I figured there's going to be at least one more coming.
We did a little research. They sit on those things from, 12 to 14 days?
Yeah, I don't...
And then another 12 to 14 days or something like that before they leave the nest. So we're going to be hearing a bunch of crap and that regurgitating.
You don't hear that.
How do you know? They got little bird barfs. They got to hear your little bird barfs.
They don't make noise.
How do you know?
I've seen them do it. I've never heard it.
How can you do that violent of an act, throwing shit up into some other bird's mouth without making at least one little... There's got to have a little bird...
A little very... We should put little microphones in there.
Yeah, let's hear what you
think. Let's put a tiny little...
That's what you think the fart... That's what you think the throwing up's on. Well, we'll keep you updated. We have named the two. They are...
They're the cleavers.
So that's Ward and June.
Ward and June.
And then I guess we're going to have little Beaver and Wally and...
Yeah.
I don't know who else.
I don't know.
No one remembers the girl's name.
Was there a girl?
There was a girl on that.
There was?
There was a
sister?
A girl. Yeah, let me Google it here.
Wow, you I don't remember
going.
That at all.
So Leave It to Beaver, right?
Yeah. She must have been the youngest or something. I thought Beaver was the youngest, though. Because he got picked on by everybody.
Leave It to Beaver cast.
Yes.
Here we go. Let's hear. Jerry Mathers was the Beaver.
Right.
Wally was Tony Dow. Eddie Haskell was just a friend.
The neighbor. He was the neighbor.
June was Barbara Billingsley. Ward was Hugh Beaumont. God, maybe they didn't
have
a daughter.
I don't think there is a girl.
Maybe they didn't have a daughter.
They just had two boys.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
My threes. I don't know. Anyway, so there's them. Leave It to Beaver. Those are the very uncreative names that we came up with. Congratulations to us. Okay. We'll keep you informed because I know you guys are so excited.
You're invested now.
You're so excited about this. Another thing I saw on Twitter today I thought was really good. David Coverdale is pretty funny on Twitter.
Yeah, you've said that before.
He's a funny guy in person.
Yeah.
But he did this tweet that said, I think it was a meme that he posted, but I don't think he wrote it, but it was still a meme that he posted. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
2020 so far is like looking both ways to cross the street than being hit by an airplane.
No kidding. It's true.
All right. So we drop the show every Monday. And right now, if you're listening to this on Monday afternoon, I am probably having a finger in my asshole right now.
Oh,
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow.
Good. I'm glad you are.
For my complete physical. And it's weird because I don't feel that good. I always like going to the doctor feeling good.
Which is kind of dumb.
Because I don't like telling them if something's wrong, then they look at you.
Well, that's kind of what you want.
No, that's not what I want. I want to go in, get what's done, and get my blood test.
Get your letter.
Have them say, hey, maybe your cholesterol's just a tad too high. Maybe your blood letter's a tad too high.
Blood
pressure's a tad too high, but you got this.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
That's silly.
Why is that silly?
Because that's not their job to tell you.
That's totally their job.
Their job is to tell you when there's something wrong.
Well, I don't want anything wrong. I never want anything
wrong.
Well,
it's not like they created it. It's not like they're creating the illness.
I don't feel good.
Well, then, good.
This is a good time to go to the doctor. That is not a good thing.
So what is it? Stomach?
It's just stomach, I guess. I got this little weird thing going on in my stomach. Do I have a temperature? Feel it. I'm starting to think if everything's wrong with me.
You're fine.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
You do need a haircut, but other than that, you're
God,
fine.
God, do I. My haircutters, here in Seattle, we're still screwed.
Yeah, we still can't get
when it comes
salons.
To stuff like this. I know that the majority of the country's open, and you're hearing us bitch about stuff going, is this an old show?
I know.
But it's
this
not.
This is June... What, 7th or something?
Well, today's, it drops on the 8th. Yeah, we're recording this on the 7th.
Yeah, so we still don't have, I think some restaurants are just like yesterday.
Starting to open the patios.
Yeah, outside seating.
With a lot of room.
I haven't seen, other than the one we went to on Friday, I haven't seen anybody doing it yet.
No.
So they're not rushing, which I don't blame them because I don't know how they're going to.
I think it starts this week. Okay. These people started the other day because they don't have an indoor area,
yeah,
I guess.
I don't know.
It's typically an outdoor area anyway.
Right, yeah.
So, but yeah, it's we're still doing that. And our haircuts. I can't get a goddamn haircut.
Right.
So I emailed them yesterday asking for an appointment because they said they will be taking appointments starting this week. So, and I think they start cutting hair the following week.
If I were you, yes.
Thank you.
If I were you, I would, if you don't get back an email by, say, Tuesday, I would call them because there's going to be a huge rush.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to stay on these people.
Yeah.
Because they aren't the best. I mean, even their website's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, God dang.
My salon, you could actually text them. I texted them.
Yeah.
Like back in early March,
mm-hmm.
when I realized, oh boy, I could see what was coming. I'm like, oh boy, when the salons do open, it's going to be a huge rush. So back in early March, maybe it was late February, I can't remember. I texted them and said, can I get an appointment for July?
See, you texted them. Mine doesn't do that. See,
right.
You're snootier than me. Even though I'm known as Snooty James.
I'm Snooty Snooty James.
You're Snooty Snooty James. So there's that. One other thing, I want to thank Sasan, who is a big supporter of this show, as you'll hear about later. But thank you both for the show, the way you both approach the current issues was just so well done and needed. We did talk about that last week a lot.
Did we?
Love seeing the social media content you post across all platforms, which means I've decided to post a lot more positive stuff instead of the negative things.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to be misconstrued as that I don't care.
Right.
I just don't care about getting hate messages from people all day long. It's crazy out there.
I don't understand.
I don't understand it either.
I don't know what's so divisive about.
I will say most people are very, very supportive about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you post a simple black square, apparently you are the devil.
apparently, you're an extremist.
You're an extremist. And so it's like, God dang, man.
You're just trying
I care
to...
about people.
Right.
I love people.
Yeah, all people.
Sorry.
Regardless of what shade brown. And by the way, even white is a shade of brown.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay, I got
you. So we're all brown.
All right, so it's time to get into the real part of the show here. Speaking of Sasan, he's our first entry into our theme song. We decided if you would like to sing a little theme song for us, doesn't have to be good, much like this show. If you just come up with it, it could be two lines, it could be three lines, we don't care what it is. But if you would like to record it and send it to us at 805-203-0037, the number's listed on today's show, on the explanation of today's show, call that number and sing it. And for the first five that we have coming in, you will get a Gang of Two mask, which I don't even know if half of you people even need them anymore, but save it for the next pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, in the next 100 years.
Or it's
the second wave.
Or if there's, God forbid, a second wave or another pandemic, this will be a great collector's item for that. Remember
right.
when these things, remember
that's,
back
well,
in
that's
the day.
That's what I was telling you. You know, right now, you go out, I don't know if this is happening everywhere else, but in this city, everywhere you go, there's 6-foot markers everywhere. The
yes.
grocery stores.
On the
waiting
cement.
Line. Anywhere,
yeah,
anywhere you wait in line.
All over the place.
That
yeah.
marks out 6 feet
mm-hmm.
distancing. And I told you, I think it was yesterday, I said, you know, you should probably take a picture of this stuff because one day people are going to look back at that, probably a long time from now, but they're going to go, what in the hell was that?
And
what is that? Why is that on the ground?
And when you said it, I said, man, I hope that you're right.
Yeah.
We were sitting on a wall when you said that. And a dog came by, and I hadn't pet a dog in a long time.
Yeah.
And because people are very protective of their dogs right now. They don't want to get the flu or something.
Well, no, I think they can transmit it, can't they? Can they transmit the virus?
That's what they were saying, but I don't know. It's anyway, let's just say I braved it up. I nutted it up Republican style,
uh-huh.
and I pet that damn lab.
Yeah, she was cute.
She was really sweet.
Her name Heva? Heva?
Something
Heva?
Like that. All I know is she made eye contact with us. She ran over to us.
She saw two suckers.
We petted her real quick. We each gave her a little pat, and then she laid on her back and had me rub her tummy.
Scratch.
It was a great day yesterday.
She was so sweet.
It was a great day yesterday. All right, so the songs, and if one of them really sticks, if one of them really, really sticks, we'll use it. We'll use it for the start of every show.
Yeah.
But here's the one we have so far. Here's the one we have from Sasan, I believe.
Hey, this is Sasan, guys. Hope you guys had a great week. I think I found your new theme song, so just tell me what you think.
Yeah, very nice. We decided to drive down to see the seasons change. It was long trip, so Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee.
And listening to the Game 2 podcast.
I don't know, you know, calling it a song is a little bit of a stretch.
That is hilarious. That is really awesome.
I love that. That's from the Birdcage, by the way.
Yeah, Birdcage. And we use that on the Lex and Terry show anytime somebody starts to drag on and go on and on. So it's kind of an inside joke there as well. But that was really, really cool. That was funny, Sasan. Thank you so much. All right, we got another one here. I'm trying to see where it is. Theme, did I put this? I'm trying to find it, Sherry.
Chop, chop. Time's a-wasting.
Listen, I'm finding it. Here it is. Some guy wrote this. His name is, let me scroll down, Tony Perkins.
Oh, okay.
He said, I can't sing, so I'm writing a song.
Oh, okay.
This is in the vein of what I believe the Larry Sanders Show.
Oh,
Or the Gary Shandling show. This is his theme. This is one of those.
Okay.
So here's what he wrote. I have no idea.
The tune
or anything else, so I'll just give you what he wrote. This is the theme to Gang of Two, Terry posted on Facebook and asked if I would write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Gang of Two? This is the thing to Gang of Two, the opening thing to Gang of Two. This is the music that you hear when you start the podcast. We're almost to the part where I start to whistle, and we'll listen to the Gang of Two whistles. Then it says, this is the theme to the Gang of Two podcast, Tony Perkins. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
That's funny.
That's really good. I like that.
If we had any sort of musical ability, we could set that to some sort of music.
Yes. Well, both of you, even that way, but don't do this to anybody else, okay? If you got to submit a song, try to sing it. We got three left.
Right.
Three left, but both of those guys are going to get a Gang of Two.
Even though technically neither one of them are really a song.
Yeah, but it was still good. Yeah. I liked both of those. Are very fun and creative.
I like it.
People that understand us, they obviously get our humor.
Yes.
And we are all in the right place together on this podcast. Okay, so I had a dream. It's weird because all night long, I'm sure I have dreams, but I never remember them. But anytime I wake up, like on a weekend,
and then I fall back to sleep,
I usually have very vivid, weird-ass dreams.
Yeah.
Super weird dreams. Yeah. This one was I was doing a podcast. And
a podcast? You're not sure which one it was?
I think it might have been Terry James Alive.
Okay.
Because it was just me. But there are other people in the room.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why they were there, but there are other people in the room. And I was to be interviewing Emmanuel Shariki.
Oh, God. Oh, so this is a sex dream then?
I mean, I could see where you would think it might be, but this one was not a sex dream. This was not a sex dream.
Let's see. It could have had phallic overtones. Was there a microphone involved?
You tell me. You tell me this. This is embarrassing to tell you this dream.
God.
You know that I completely, like most men and women, have a crush on Emmanuel Shariki.
Sure. She's hot.
Beyond hot. She's just crazy and seems really nice. And there you go. In this dream, she was to come in and do the show. She came in and there are all these people around. And
handlers.
There's like people I knew and a couple people she knew. No, she was all on her own, actually. Okay. She was on her own, which now that I think about it, was odd. But she came in and she did the show and she was being professional, very nice, very, you know, she was answering the questions. And at the end of the interview, now I never ask people for pictures. If there's a picture of me with a celebrity, it's because there was someone else around who had a camera that says, let's take a picture.
That's true.
I never ask for
pictures. That's true.
I just don't want, like, you know, although it'd be nice to show, hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I can confirm that. I can verify that.
I just don't ask the picture for pictures.
You do not.
So on our way out, I figured, you know what? She's here. And I know guys that like her a lot. Emmanuel Shariki, so I figured it'd be fun to like go send him over to some guys I know, you know. So I asked her, I said, can I have a picture? Do you have a second for a picture? She goes, I'm sorry, I don't have time. And just walked right out the door.
Oh, God.
Just walked right out the door.
Okay.
And I'm like, what did I say? And I started going, did I say something wrong? So I started going over the entire interview in my head, mm-hmm. in my dream. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, God, it wasn't the best interview because I really didn't go deep on stuff I wanted to talk to her about. I wanted to talk to her about her family and her dreams and, you know, the Terry James Alive type of stuff. Yeah. But it was just like, just dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Just really dumb stuff. And she came back for some reason because she had to pick something up.
She forgot a bag.
And I was sitting there again. And I don't know how this happened, but, oh, yeah, I guess I was, like, picking an eyebrow out, a lash of my eyelash.
What?
This is a dream, Sherry.
That's awfully specific.
I know. This is so weird. I made little notes to myself after I went. So I was picking an eyebrow out, and she goes, I'll get that.
So, and then she slipped and, so,
no, no, no.
and gave you a blowjob.
No. That's a nice trip. You trip with your mouth wide open on my crotch.
No. Well, that's the story you would have given me.
Yes. No, I tried to pull it. She goes, I'll get that. So she does this. She tries to pull my this crazy eyebrow out that I have. And she can't get it. And she goes, does anybody here have tweezers? Mm-hmm. And some guy sitting there, oh, and he had them in his hand already. Oh, you can use these.
It's like this?
This is the weirdest thing. So she goes, well, sit a little closer. So she like spread my legs and she's like leans right
See,
in.
I told you.
No, but it wasn't sexy at all. She just got as close as she could because the light was right. She goes, the light's right here. And in my mind, I'm going, Jesus Christ, my legs are wrapped around Emmanuel Shariki and she's plucking my eyebrows. And there was nothing sexual about it. It was just, you know, because first of all, actors are weird people. Actors could get undressed in front of people and think nothing of it.
Yeah.
You know, even working on the soap opera, I'd walk down the hall and there'd be people walking around changing into their next thing.
Yeah.
Nude.
Yeah.
They're and putting stuff on. I go, oh, I'm sorry. And they'd go, what are you sorry for? But you're, you know. And it's just a weird thing. There's no inhibitions.
Yeah.
They just don't have them. So in my mind, that's probably what was going on. It was like, oh, she just, you know, she doesn't like me, obviously. Aww. But she, you know, this is just the way actors are. They don't, there's no such thing as space or weirdness or anything for a real actor.
So
she was plucking my eyebrows and she did a great job. And left.
That's it?
That was it.
Well, let's just, shall we analyze that now?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, it was definitely a sex dream.
How's that a sex dream?
It was totally a sex dream, yeah.
It's Emmanuel Shariki, but where's the sex part in there?
She was in between your legs, yo.
I should have been in between her legs. Why was she in between my legs? She was literally.
She was going to fall.
She was leaning over, and she was leaning over to pluck my eyebrows, mm-hmm. and she said, "Open your legs," and I did, and she just scooched in real close and started plucking my eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very personal thing, you know. She got very into your personal space, and you kind of dug it.
Isn't that the weirdest dream ever?
It's so weird.
It is so weird.
It's so specific.
I know. What do you think it means?
I don't have
any. If anybody knows what it means, either email us or call us and give us your impression of or your interpretation of what that dream means. I need your help, people.
Yeah.
Because get me out of this pickle that I'm in now.
That's hilarious.
Am I going to get trouble for this?
Yes.
You're shaking your head.
Why would you get nervous?
Obviously, I knew that I wouldn't get bothered. I told you the damn dream.
Right.
But it's weird.
It
was the weirdest thing ever. Okay. Anyway.
Did you
ejaculate?
Wake up?
Yes.
No, that's not what I was going to ask, but all right.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
Good to know.
Too much? Did I what?
I forget now. Let's be honest. That was...
All right, let's see her here. We got some emails from people, and these seem to be happening a lot lately, and I don't have a problem with this. I like answering emails. People have questions regarding the show, regarding us. Apparently, since we've been together for 27 years now,
yes,
I guess we've earned the right to be able to give some sort of relationship advice.
Okay.
You know, we've been through it all. We're going ups and downs,
right.
And this is a that.
Sideways.
And yeah, where you know, Emmanuel Shariki, that time you caught me with her. And And she tripped on my crotch with her open mouth and everything. We've got through that. Look,
you know,
at us.
If we can do that,
it just
we
made
can
us
do
stronger.
Anything.
It made
it,
us
it really
stronger.
Did. Yeah, we got closer.
Yeah. So here it is. It says, hello, you, excuse me, hey, you two wackos. Okay, not wackadoos, but wacko.
Right. I don't have a problem being a wacko. A wackadoo, I take that as an insult.
Yeah. It says, my wife and I totally love the podcart. We were just introduced to it a couple of weeks ago and have listened to every single show. How did you do that?
Wow.
60 shows?
66.
60, it says, some of them twice.
Oh, my.
Looking forward to your next edible show. I know it's only once a year, but we will be there for sure.
I don't know why that's so interesting.
It's just laughing. And yeah, we've done two edible shows so far. Well, we did the first one, which is really fun. And then we did another one on the anniversary of the first one.
Right.
And I think, I forget when that is. But anyway.
January? Is it January? I want to say January. I don't know.
I thought it was like April or something. Anyway, I'll look. We'll get it down.
You ever written down?
I think it's 420.
Oh, if it's not, it should be.
Yeah, I think it's 420. It says, we seem to have similar backgrounds when it comes to our parents, especially my wife and Sherry. It's very painful to hear them have a conversation. When they're sitting on the couch, I have to get up and leave the room.
Yeah.
What is something your parents did or still do that embarrasses you? Thanks, Bill and Tandy from St. Louis. The Lou.
The Lou.
The Lou.
You going to go first or want me to go?
Okay, I'll go first. I'm not happy to tell this story.
Oh.
It doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah, well.
My parents passed away a long time ago, so those memories, you got to dig deep. And this one has always stuck with me.
Oh, I know.
I think I've told you this story before. I was playing Little League Baseball. My father was in a wheelchair, and I was embarrassed that he was in a wheelchair.
He had rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes. And he had two new knees, two new wrists, two new hips, all kinds of other things wrong with him.
Back then, there wasn't a lot of treatments.
No, I mean, he had operations, but these scars were just crazy on him. Just he looked like Frankenstein.
Oh, God.
I mean, really bad.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem to help. It didn't. Right. It's not like he was walking around or moving.
Yeah, so you got to kind of ask yourself, why did you put him through that?
And I was very young, so I don't really remember I don't remember a lot of that.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, I don't remember how painful it was for him or how
must
he couldn't get around.
It must have been.
But I was embarrassed because everybody else had parents that walked and were younger. My parents were very older, on the older end when I was born. And
well, your mom was 45 when she had you?
She was in there, yeah.
And was your dad older than your mom?
A year younger.
Oh, he's a year younger?
I think it was a year younger.
So maybe he could have been about 55 at this
point. I have no idea.
If you're playing Little League, you're about 10-ish?
Sherry, now you're
really... Let's just say he's about in his mid-50s.
I can't even remember half this stuff, so don't make me guess ages.
I'm saying he's about in his mid-50s.
Okay, that's good. I'm not good with the ages. I'm not good with dates. I'm never good with that.
And probably the rest in your compatriots, their parents are probably in their 30s.
Yes. But what I do know, and that's true, they all had younger parents and all that.
Or maybe late 30s.
And I was embarrassed by that, too, for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why. Anyway, so here's what I was embarrassed. I mean, I was embarrassed that my dad was in a wheelchair. And it really hurt me one day. And it really hit me one day, but I still never said anything. I should have said something.
Oh.
That I was playing first base on the Twins. Thank you. I was even on a shitty team then.
Why was it? No.
The Twins? I couldn't even get a cool team. I couldn't get the Dodgers or the Yankees or
the Wolverines?
Something.
No, where
I was. Were they? I was on the Twins. It's like, how does that happen?
How is a twin threatening at all?
And I'm sorry for you people in Minnesota, but growing up in Southern California, I didn't even know what a twin fucking was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was on the Twins.
Nice.
And I remember that. And I remember my dad. I believe he knew that I was embarrassed.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh.
And I believe that his way to watch the game was, and maybe it's because the wheelchair was hard to push all the way around the field.
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean,
but
back then,
but
they probably didn't
reason,
have ADA laws.
Yeah, I don't think they did. But
yeah.
I remember my dad was sitting out behind the left field fence watching the game.
Oh, God.
In his wheelchair.
Was he by himself or was he with your mom?
I think he was by himself and my mom came and sat in the stands.
Oh, gosh. They weren't even sitting together.
Well, they hated each other. So there's that.
That's so sad that he was sitting there by himself.
Yeah. And I remember it because I think I said something. I think I said something to...
Like, that's not my dad. I don't know who that is.
I don't remember the conversation, but I think that was because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then I never said I'm sorry. I never said it's okay. I never brought it up again, ever.
Whatever you said, was it in front of your dad? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know, but I just remember that I was embarrassed and that's why he was there. I don't know what conversation led up to it.
Yeah.
I just remember being on first base, looking out to see my dad in his wheelchair in right and left field, and I just remember that moment like it happened yesterday.
Yeah. A lot of self-loathing, I'm imagining.
Oh, I felt so bad, but I wasn't mature enough or smart enough or brave enough to say, I love you, Pop, and I don't give a shit that you're in a wheelchair. You're my dad. Let's do this, you know? But, yeah. Oh, God. So that's a bad... Thanks a lot, Bill and Tandy.
Thanks for bringing that.
Thanks a lot, you motherfuckers.
Up to the surface. We were happy with it down below.
We were, weren't we? All right, what about you?
Something
your parents did or still do that embarrassed you?
Well, my mom embarrasses me all the time.
Yes.
She has a lot of biases that she's not aware of. And I even had a conversation about this with her yesterday. Because of the Black Lives Matter thing, she brought it up. I don't bring it up with her because...
You don't bring up politics anyway.
No. Yeah. She just has a...
Which isn't politics. That's what gets me.
No, this isn't politics.
I don't even know why I brought up that. Well,
I know.
I didn't say that. But right now, for some reason...
It's divisive.
That's political.
I don't know
why. What the fuck is
Everything
wrong
is
with this place?
The weather's political now. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Anyway, she brought it up and you tried to skirt it.
Yeah. And she said, oh, I accept all people. I'm going, that's really not true. I've heard her say many times, racist things about Asian people.
Can I
tell
reenact?
That story? Yeah.
Can I reenact?
I think you should.
We are driving home this is when your stepdad was alive, Ray.
Yes.
We're driving home on Christmas, around Christmas.
Yeah, it was a Christmas.
They had me driving their car.
Was it? I
yes.
thought we were in the spirit.
No, we were driving their car. Their SUV. They're in the back seat, and I'm driving.
It was dark. I remember it being
it was night.
Night.
On the freeway.
Yeah.
We're going maybe from the city back home or something like that. Anyway, so this is San Francisco.
Right.
So I'm driving, and your mom starts to sing Christmas carols.
Yeah, which is annoying because she's not a good singer.
I know, but this is exactly how it went. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and joyous. Hey, there's where all the nips live. That's what she did.
Yeah, that's exactly what she did. And didn't really laugh.
No, and I turned around and I said, are you kidding me?
Did you just hear yourself?
I said, and they were laughing at me, but I go, are you kidding? Because I was doing it in a funny way.
Right.
Is that Christmas to you?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
So anyway. So
that's
yes.
That's a good example of my mom's attitude.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I apologize for the racial slur.
Yes.
But it had to be told. It had to be told in context of the story.
Yeah, you couldn't.
All right. So there's an embarrassing thing. Yes, your mother.
It was very embarrassing.
I can see where your mother will embarrass you by certain things she says, but I don't see her saying it to many people around. But then again, I never see her with anybody else besides family.
Yeah.
She has no friends.
Well, she doesn't. And, you know, I have a couple brothers who have wives and ex-girlfriends that are not white.
Yes.
They are non-white.
Absolutely.
And she is not very welcoming to them,
in my
opinion.
You don't think so? In your opinion?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. That's too bad for her.
I find that very...
Too bad for her.
It's heartbreaking.
Not them.
It's heartbreaking and embarrassing.
Yeah. Too bad for her.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, S&T. Even when it's an initial, you get first billing.
Well, comes before in the alphabet.
You're right. I'm emailing you because I have a serious question. I'd prefer it if you left my name out of this. Give me a fake one if you need to. I've been dating my man for about... Okay, so it's a girl. Let's give her a fake name.
Sheila.
Sheila? Mm-hmm. Okay, Sheila. Thanks to Sheila for emailing this. It says, I've been dating my man for about 6 months, and it's going well. However, I'm into something sexually that he may not be into.
Mm-hmm.
Should I talk to him about it, or should I just relax and see what happens? Sorry for being so vague. Let's just say I like it rough and then some.
Ooh.
Sheila.
Sheila.
Okay, Sheila, you dirty slut.
You naughty girl.
Uh-huh.
At some point, I mean, maybe she could just introduce it slowly, like say, you know, slowly build up to the
crescendo.
Yeah, like, you know, hit me on the ass, you know, that sort of thing.
Why are you turning red?
I don't...
Why are you... Your
cheeks am I?
Are... Yeah, you're getting a little red. Do that again. I want to hear you say that.
Which part?
The hit me on the ass.
Hit
thing.
Me on the ass.
Oh, she has an accent.
She does.
She's
Sheeler.
Sheeler has an accent.
You'd think she would be Australian, but she's actually British.
British. Okay. Sheeler's British. So work your way into it. Now, let me tell you from a guy's perspective.
Yes.
And this is what I think she needs to be aware of.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she needs to be strong by this. I agree with you. Work it in. I think that after you've been together a certain amount of time, you should build up a level of trust where you should be able to share all of your fantasies.
Yeah.
And if the other person's cool with doing them, then you try to fulfill them for each other.
But if they're not, you should respect that too.
You just don't bring it up again.
Right.
You don't bring it up again.
And at that point, I don't know, I mean, how important it is to you if you are happy having a partner that's not going to do that.
If she likes it rough, that seems like somebody who might like it a lot. So she might get a little perturbed by the fact that it's not happening.
Yeah, now, so she may not want to stick around with him. Is that what you're saying? At some point, she'll dump him?
Here's the way guys think. And even it could be the most secure guy in the world, okay? If a girl comes at you with something like that early in a relationship or any time, doesn't even matter any time in the relationship, yeah. I would think later you've built up some sort of points to where you could bring it up.
Yeah.
But if you bring it up too late, the guy's going to go,
yeah.
What's up? You're not happy now?
Yeah.
Now you're not happy with
me. And you guys are invested now. And you bought a couch together.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So I think that when a girl tells a guy that, and maybe the same vice versa, I don't know. I could only speak from the male perspective because that's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
If a girl, if you came to me and said, I want you to slap the living shit out of me, Terry. Mm-hmm. I want this and I want you to bring me to the edge of death, you know, type of thing. In my mind, I'm going, what the fuck happened to her? And who used to do this to her? And how many times does this happen? And what, you know, there's so many things that will go through a guy's mind about this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think you bring it up sooner than later.
Well, yeah, you should.
You bring it up sooner than later.
And obviously it's important to her.
And I think the way you approach it is just say, hey, listen, you can even lie if you have to in this. I'll give you the permission to lie to the guy by saying, I saw a video and this looked kind of hot, so let's try it.
Why do you feel the need to have to analyze her though to see why?
That's
like, who cares why?
But if you present it like I saw a video.
Why do you like high heel shoes on?
Exactly. I like that. And I feel weird.
It harms no one.
I know, but I brought it up to you and it was weird. Still.
It wasn't weird.
Yeah, you know.
It's not that weird. You think it's weird. It's not weird.
Okay. But anyway, I know I'm not weird, but I guess I could be a lot weirder.
You could.
Yeah, I could be a lot weirder. But yeah, so there you go, Sheeler. I hope that helped out a little bit.
Yeah.
Just be aware of what the guy thinks. Could be the most secure guy in the world. He's going to wonder what happened to you as a kid.
Which I don't know why.
What led to this? How many guys do this? Who's the guy that started this on you? How far have you got? That's what's going to go through
the guy's
mind.
Why would you?
I don't know. But if I heard a girl say, listen, I saw a video of it. The only question you're getting is, oh, so you're watching porn without me? You know, one of those. That's something you can handle. Hey, leave me alone, bitch. But if he's a bitch about it, you see what kind of guy he is then anyway.
Yeah, then you can dump him.
He's not your guy. So
right.
I think now is the time to present it to him, give it a shot, and it's okay. There you go. And work your way into it. Okay, anyway. Hello, you couple of dumbs.
Us.
Been listening to the show since day one, and I love it. In fact, I'll be becoming a Patreon member soon as soon as I'm near my laptop later tonight.
Nice.
I look forward to the live streaming shows when it happens, and I helped my friend put one together, and it's not easy, so I understand.
Oh, great.
Oh, that works.
Oh, great. That's,
I know it's not easy. Trust me.
We are technologically challenged.
Yes.
So.
But I have a lot of people out there that will guide me through this, and okay. I think that I'll be able to pull this off.
All
it
right.
says, I have a simple question. Oh, it's another sex question.
Oh.
I have a simple question. Is there anything better than great sex? Thank Marquez, M-A-R-Q-U-E-Z, in Miami.
Yes.
Miami.
A mid-year Corvette. That is definitely better than sex.
Flying in the Blue Angel is better than sex.
See, we both.
Uh-huh. Having Emmanuel Shariki pluck your eyebrows out way better than sex.
That was sexual, though. That was sexual.
I made it tell you. Exactly. Oh, that's right. But it's been, okay. Yeah. It was not.
I think it was. It,
there was no sex.
I mean, it's okay.
Technically,
it's
if
you could have,
let me ask. Okay, fact.
You could have schlepped her. It would have been fine.
If somebody comes up to me, the person that my hair cutter trims my eyebrows, that means we had sex.
No, in real life, no. But in a knowing you already have a crush on her, and then that, yes, it's sexual.
All right, everybody, let's turn this down a little bit. It is time to thank our jumped-in members. We've lost two. Oh. Two jumped-in members. All right. I do want to thank them, though. I want to thank J. Mark Surveying Jeff Gray from Southern Carves from Facebook.
Nice.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you doing it, but they are no longer there. We are not filling their spot either.
That's
We're
it.
Not going to fill their
That's
spot.
That's it.
I want to thank Psychic Kami. Psychic Kami. K-A-M-I. From PsychicKami.com. She's been a guest on the show. She's awesome.
She's fun.
We should have her on again and see what she thinks about what's happening now with everything.
Yeah.
I'll reach out to her and do that.
All right.
Jeff and Angie Strumer, they're here.
The
they are solid. They are rocks.
They
Thank
are
you, Jeff
solid.
And Angie. We love you, sons of bitches. Toby and everybody at RoughCutDecor.com. Use the promo code PODCART to get 10% off. Check out RoughCutDecor.com.
R-O-U-G-H.
Yes, CutDecor.com. Check them out. See exactly what they have to offer. You never know when you're going to need their services. And when you do, get something from them and get 10% off. And not only that, support the people that support the show.
Exactly.
That's what this is all about.
Right.
Speaking of that, Panini Pete.
Panini Pete.
Been seeing him a lot on the Food Network lately.
Yeah.
A lot.
We saw him. What did he do recently? We saw
he
him.
Was on Guys Grocery Games.
Yes.
Where they compete, and he was with military guys.
That's right.
He is a group of people. He has a group of chefs that he's put together.
Yeah.
That they all go out and they go serve the military and all these different bases. And
I think it's the USO, I think, isn't it?
I'm not sure about that.
Maybe.
But anyway, Panini Pete, thank you so much. I know you're opening back up.
Yeah.
You're doing some things, and can't wait. I've been seeing some of the stuff you're posting online, and it looks delicious.
It does.
Steven Daigle. M. Daigle and Sons Construction in Jacksonville, Florida. You need an addition to your house?
You need a screened-in patio. Good time of year for that.
Oh, my God, yes. Get ready for the summer now.
Yeah.
You got to do that with all those damn bugs.
Yeah.
Go to M. Daigle and Sons Construction, Freakville. Get that done. They will do that for you. They're awesome. Sasan, who we've already heard from today, from PrescientSurgical.com. It's a startup in San Francisco doing a lot of stuff in the medical field. He and his wife are fantastic. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah, me too.
And hook up with them and spend some quality time with them. And what they're doing over at Prescient Surgical, thank you so much for all you guys are doing. Plus, WeBingeTV.com.
Jack and Barb.
Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. I watched something that they suggested, and so did you, since you're part of me. We watched it last night. We watched a couple more episodes of Space Force.
Oh, yeah.
That is on Netflix.
It's goofy.
It's goofy, and it's exactly what we needed after watching the news. We flipped on the news and said, oh, this is just brutal.
Yes.
So thanks to them for turning us on to that. Check out the Binge Bible. It's a great way to, you know, organize all your thoughts and your shows and you know, all that. Just check them out at WeBingeTV.com. And Themer Taylor, they made our face masks.
They did.
And they are awesome. 10% off when you put in Gang of Two minus their silicone products. Themer Taylor, T-H-E-M-E-R-T-A-I-L-O-R.com. They make like these great mermaid suits and that people are, they have hundreds of thousands of people following their Instagram page.
They're beautiful, those
costumes. I know. People are into that. And it's
costume?
Great.
I don't know if we call it a costume. I don't know.
But I love what they're doing.
Outfits.
They're making, besides the Gang of Two face masks, if you're still in the market for those, they've got the other beautiful ones. They sent you a really cool mesh looking one.
I love that one.
And you have all these other color ones they sent.
Yeah.
And you wear them all the time. So
yes,
thank you guys so much. We will talk to you guys next week. And remember, if you do have an interpretation of that dream, would like to hear from you guys as well. So we'll mark that up. Nice seeing you, Cher.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Well, let's meet here again next week.
Okay. Goodbye.